Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, March 13th, and actor William H. Macy is 71 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. Here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Marietta City Schools will have five-day weeks next school year. In addition, teachers from Marietta City Schools got their vaccines. The Marietta Housing Authority is looking to build an 80-unit development on Rose Lane Street. Cobb's four district commissioners all received the same salary, except for one, and the state representative from Smyrna is trying to fix that. An Austell police officer has been charged with child molestation. Plus, we'll get a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal managing editor J.K. Murphy.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Our top story, Superintendent Grant Rivera told families that Marietta City Schools will operate on a five-day school week in the 2021-22 school year. Currently, Marietta schools are open to in-person learning Monday through Thursday. Fridays are remote learning days for in-person students and planning days for teachers. That four-day week will remain in place through the end of the school year. Administrators are also planning to use Fridays in April and May for in-person student remediation acceleration, new family tours, recognition events, and kindergarten sneak peeks. The district will continue to follow health expert guidelines, and more information will be available in the summer. Marietta City Schools helped administer COVID-19 vaccines to teachers and other staff on Thursday, some of the first since educators under 65 became eligible for vaccination in Georgia. The district held a drive-through vaccination event after school on Thursday at Marietta High School with first doses of Moderna vaccines administered by Poole's Pharmacy. MDJ reporter Shannon Ballou caught up with Marietta High School teacher support specialist Teresha Lawson to find out how she's feeling about getting a COVID vaccine.
It's been a little anxiety, you know, and I was just really excited that I would be able to get it done as soon as possible. I'm really grateful to Dr. Rivera and Ms. Billing-Sales for working so hard to make sure that, you know, we can get it as soon as possible.
So tell me, why was it important for you to get the vaccine for COVID-19?
Being able to work with the kids and the staff without feeling anxiety about catching the virus was a big thing for me. And then also being able to spend time with family members, with my parents. But mostly just being able to feel much safer working with them.
Second doses will be administered to Marietta staff April 9th and April 16th. In addition to district employees, Marietta Schools is working with the pharmacy to help vaccinate other local pre-kindergarten providers in Marietta. The Marietta Housing Authority hopes to build a new 80-unit senior development on Rose Lane Street, just south of its intersection with Tower Street and about a half mile from Wellstar Kennestone Hospital. The authority's board unanimously approved a resolution Wednesday authorizing the project. Several hours later, Marietta City Council did much the same, rezoning the property in question for residential use. Several residents spoke against the rezoning at the city council meeting, saying the project could negatively affect property values, interfere with a nearby creek, and increase traffic.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owners courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
State Representative Eric Allen of Smyrna has filed a bill to correct a historical oddity in salaries for the Cobb Board of Commissioners. Currently, Cobb's four district commissioners receive the same base salary, $48,411, except for one, District 2 Commissioner Jerrica Richardson. The discrepancy stems from the tenure of her predecessor, Bob Ott, who for years turned down pay increases for his work on the commission. The salary levels were designated for individual posts and not for the position of county commissioner. The bill will also change the code so that if in the future commissioners wish to forego pay raises, it won't affect their successors. An officer in the Austell Police Department is accused of molesting a 7-year-old girl. 55-year-old Matthew Darren Atkins of Austell was arrested by Cobb County Police and charged with 3 counts of child molestation and 1 count of violating an oath by a public officer. According to his arrest warrants, Mr. Atkins inappropriately touched the girl and forced her to touch him repeatedly. He's also accused of engaging in a sex act in front of her. Mr. Atkins remains in the Cobb County Jail without bond. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Shannon Ebersole. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
There's nothing quite like the joy a child experiences when they wake up on a winter morning to the news that school had been closed due to weather. Well, thanks to COVID, what we know as snow days may be a thing of the past. Question was posed to Cobb School Superintendent Chris Ragsdale during a virtual meeting of the Kiwanis Club of Marietta on Thursday. So, with all that the coronavirus has taught us about technology, will school need to be canceled on icy, snowy mornings, or will the system simply pivot to online learning? Here's what the superintendent had to say.
I don't think so, to be honest with you, because once you have the platform and the infrastructure in place, it's one of those things where you just can't not use it, right? So, and you know, I'm sure that we will have to make sure that we set the bar, both the bottom bar and the top bar, because you don't want to have that situation of having a snow day and all of a sudden you have more busy work than you would on a normal school day. So we have to do a good job of managing that.
Of course, if that same inclement weather brings about power outages and students can't get online, that presents a whole new challenge. Cobb County has had a love-hate relationship with transit, the hate part coming from what is referred to as heavy rail, mostly because of the extremely high costs associated with laying tracks and rails through the county. A recent presentation from MARTA officials, though, raised some eyebrows when a map on a presentation slide showed a line representing heavy rail coming right up to the Cobb County border. Keep in mind the drawing was just a rendering, not an official MARTA plan, said Cobb Transit Advisory Board member Matt Stigl. Nevertheless, it's significant because it was the first time, in Stigl's telling, that one of the transit agencies or anyone really put a line on a map or any plans about bringing that type of transit closer to the Cobb County line. The cost of bringing a heavy rail line to Cumberland is a whopping $2.2 billion. Estimates peg heavy rail at $200 million to $400 million per mile, making it 10 times more expensive than bus rapid transit. Advisory Board member Stigl said the transit connections would be a good thing, linking Cobb to the planned Microsoft headquarters, the West End Proctor Peak development, the new West Side Reservoir Park, and other attractions. Stigall pointed out that the northwest area of Atlanta is seeing drastic change, and quote, it'll be great to connect Cobb County directly to it. A familiar face is back among us. Michael Register, the popular former Cobb County Police Chief and Public Safety Director, has been tapped by new Sheriff Craig Owens to serve as Owens' Chief of Staff. Register will be the number three person in charge at the Sheriff's Office, behind the Sheriff and Chief Deputy Rhonda Anderson. Register tells Around Town he begins his position on Monday. Register was Cobb's police chief beginning in 2017 and later promoted to public safety director. In 2019, Register left the county position to address family issues. Bibliophiles rejoice. Seven Cobb Public Library branches will reopen on Monday, returning with limited in-person services due to the COVID. Those limited services will allow book lovers to browse, check out items, and use a limited number of public computers and other services. Libraries reopening are East Cobb, Mountain View, North Cobb, Sewell Mill, South Cobb, Vinings, and West Cobb. On Sunday, we switched to daylight savings time, setting our clocks forward and losing an hour of sleep. But the biennial rituals of springing forward and falling back could be a thing of the past in Georgia if your state legislators have any say in the matter. Woodstock State Representative Wes Cantrell sponsored a bill that would keep Georgians on daylight savings time year-round. The major issue with that is federal law requires approval from Congress for states to switch to permanent daylight savings time. Congressional approval is not required if you switch to permanent standard time. Cantrell's bill passed the House last week on a 112-48 vote. Taking a different approach, a Georgia Senate bill would instead switch Georgia to permanent standard time when daylight saving time ends in November, and then switch to daylight saving time when Congress says you can do so. Are you confused yet? Representative Cantrell will tell you that after time changes, there are more fatal accidents, more pedestrians are struck by cars, students are too tired to pay attention in class, more people are injured at work, and heart attacks increase. The effect is attributed to circadian rhythms, similar to what you experience with jet lag. Some feel that the time debate is the perfect illustration of legislators wanting to legislate every second of your life, even the time zone you live in. The proposals prompted Mariette and Tony Depkin to pen a letter to the editor of the MDJ. Depkin is a former Hoosier and lived in Indiana from 1985 to 2014. He writes, "About halfway through my time in Indiana, they switched from all standard time to what Georgia does now. The reason Indiana did this was to eliminate confusion with everybody else who was on daylight savings time. The standard joke was, what time is it in Indiana?" Stigall continues, "Anybody who had plants, offices, headquarters, customers, suppliers, friends, or relatives in other states had to deal with this problem. We had countless problems with people arriving an hour late or an hour early for important meetings. We constantly had to remind ourselves, New York time in the winter, Chicago time in the summer. I strongly advise," Stigall says, "the Georgia legislature to defeat this. If we're going to switch to standard time all year, we should do it as a country, not as an individual state." Thanks, Tony, for sharing your thoughts. Despite this legislative jockey, nothing has changed for now. Go ahead and spring forward this Sunday, although it may be the last time you need to do so. And that's today's trip around town.
Call 404-997-8655 for your chance at a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty. I'm your neighbor in Cobb County. I was born and raised in Marietta. I know the neighborhoods, the area, and the market. Let me help you find the house of your dreams. Visit me online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, subscribe, and follow wherever you get your podcasts.